You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Roxanne, and this is Dizzy Blonde. I hope everyone's had a really good week. I know mine was pretty up and down, and I have a lot of work. And I actually got up early this morning. Yeah, I got up early this morning to do my work. And it actually went really well because I did work with Tara in Mojo and Ed, who's also awesome. And I'm really proud of myself because I did some work and I am not a morning person. And I was really frustrated because last night, the people who live above us were being so loud. So loud. And this is the first time. Someone banging on the window. This is the first time in a while that I've done a radio show alone. So I'm pretty excited. I'm going to play some music, obviously. And I also will be working on two of my assignments because I wanted to do it at 6 p.m. and wanted to do it at midnight tonight. But my professor just had a grandchild, like her daughter just had a baby. So I feel like she'll be in a pretty good mood. So if I like need an extension or like it's maybe it's 7 p.m., then I feel like it's fine. So yeah, I hope everyone's having a really exciting, fun, and super cool week. And you're excited for Halloween because I'm kind of excited, but like not super excited, but also pretty excited at the same time. Anyway, the first song is one that Hannah Gilman showed me. And I really, really have been enjoying it and listening to it all the time. And it's called Lost by T-Dre. So we'll get started with that. And then maybe I'll talk some, but I also have to do work low-key. So anyway, love you. Bye.
Drop the top and roll straight. SMVCC 805 is the ghost day. Ain't no place that I'd rather be than the B.I.G. B.A.D.13C. I got love for the place that raised me, even though times get a little crazy. So I gotta give love back. Either gangbang, slang, or pull a motherfucking jack. It's all good, cause I'm dropping nice cars. Pretty soon, 25 to life, spit behind bars. A ruthless lifestyle, cause I'm a son of a gun. I'm only 19, but when I live to see 21, a local motherfucker, so you better step back. Try to pull a jack, I'll feed you bullets for a fucking snack. Pero ahorita, guess I'm up on the land. They're coming from T-Track, por vida loco sureño.
Two blocks, smashing deep in my city. Once I'm acting up, just because I'm running clean in a Chevy. Dark skin, Mexican, standing 5-0. Put the pedal to the flow, hit my glass backs roll. Hit the corner with the passion, on my way to the market. T-Dre shotgun with a blunt ready to spark it. 10:30 in the morning, but I don't care. Hit the switch, lock it up, chronic smoke in the air. Hard glare with my looks on, ready to make some hits. Ready to make some grip with my dope ass lyrics. Stacking up my paper like regular. And just then, my homie Bones hits me up on my cellular. Feeling to break off a couple rocks from my ass. Up a hook it on up as I cruise down the overpass. Hit the stump, filling up my cup to the rim. All the while, feeling jail from the bud, so I grin.
I get lost.
The LOCs, let me get my sip on as I'm gliding through the breeze. Keep on mashing as the tracks keep dropping. Ain't no stopping when I'm up and hopping. Jump the ride to the side, causing havoc with my homies. Blowing indo smoke, dipping brew to the oldies. Every day of my life is getting better and better. Blaze a vega in the morning, then I'm down for whatever. Deluxe pick me up, a body level 32. I said I'm down to clamber, what the hell we gonna do? Santa Maria, SMVP, scooped up J Bird, Ray Ray, and the CUZ. I got my cousin buzzing in the back. Chronic smoke, hot box full of contact. Now it's time to roll to the pothole, spark another bowl. Let the ragtop fold on the three times go. Now where we go from here? Keep on mashing through the Central Coast atmosphere. For the things that I do, I know I'm gonna pay the cost. For the reason why I'm gone, for the reason why I'm lost.
Living week by week, living day by day. Doing what I gotta do to get my fortune in fame. But I'm lost in a system not made for me. So I'm forced to break rock straight, go for mine. J19 with the Mexicano living. Throwing up all my colors, red, white to the green. Always looking out just in case fools jump. Time to handle shit and break them off real quick. Take a look around your fool, then take a close look. Cause all the shit I see, I jot it down in my rhyme. But my homies dropping off like flies in 95. The ones that survive, I take a steel cage bus ride. But for me, I ain't sucker free. cause punks is on the take, trying to gang, see a less, see we seen it coming straight from the get-go. We ran a whole undercover game, though fools didn't even know that we was real to the heart, see, being true to the game, that's how it is in the SMV, holding on to my dream, make it to the top, but I'm stuck paying costs, fucked up, cause I'm lost. I told my homies it was down from the get-go. Like my homie Cuz, what's up, though?
Yeah, what's up to my homie Jay Bird?
Yeah, Ray Ray kicking it, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, gotta say what's up to my homie Bones.
Yeah, Spock Dog straight cruising in the L kicking, oh yeah.
Yeah, what's up, Crazy Joseph?
Yeah, whoever keep pounding low.
Yeah, what's up, SD, my homie Low.
Yeah, DJ Bishop keep spinning them homies. Straight from the SMV, Southern California, Mexican invasion.
Thank you. eyes, little Queenie. Go to sleep soon. I'll be dreaming in a hurry so I can dream of you. Ain't no reason to cry.
Again, I put the headphones on. Last time I learned that there's a pair of headphones that you can put on, and then you hear yourself talk while you're talking into the mic. So I can like hear myself talk one second after I say things, and like it's like how people hear my voice, or like how people listening to the radio hear my voice. And I think that's really weird. Anyway, those songs, that was a song by Cuco, and then a song that I found called Little Queenie, that last one, which was kind of sad, but it's cute. Anyway, my dad's listening, and he asked me to explain why it's called Dizzy Blonde. Number one, if you know what I look like, I'm blonde, so that would explain the blonde part. And for the beginning of school, or like for the first like 2 months of school, for some reason, whenever I did a track workout, or like lifted, I would get so dizzy. So dizzy to the point where they like made me put a freaking heart monitor on for 24 hours. And then like it was probably just because I was dehydrated all the time. But anyway, and during that time is when I was picking my radio show name. So I was like, why not make it Dizzy Blonde? I thought about making it something about French fries or something about something else. But it just, you know, it didn't happen. Oh, and I have another question. And I have input from a listener to explain the name, is that I get dizzy a lot. And I do. I do get dizzy a lot. It's just, you know, sometimes I stand up from the toilet and I have to hold onto the wall because I feel like I'm going to fall down. Anyway, that was that. Thanks, Dad. And then Henry asked, what my favorite toothpaste, my favorite toothpaste flavor is? I used to have this vanilla mint one that I got from Crest. It was like Crest B, like they're like campaign to like be yourself, you know. And it was vanilla mint, and it was so yummy, and I always choose like the vanilla mint option when I get my teeth cleaned at the dentist, which isn't often enough, I learned. And then the other question was my favorite snack from, I don't have anemia, I actually don't, they tested me, but my favorite snack from childhood, probably, I don't know, my parents, like, we didn't really have like a lot of good snacks. Like for lunch I always had like whole wheat peanut butter sandwiches with, like, the crust on and, like, those, like, fruit cup things. And I would always, always, always go to elementary school and try and trade with people. Like, you know, when you're at lunch, you're like, I'll trade you this for this. But I never had anything good. And there was this girl named Curly who always had these really yummy little, like, Mexican Jell-O cups. And she would always say, I'll bring you one tomorrow. I'll bring you one tomorrow. And she never brought me them. And so every day, I just had my whole wheat peanut butter sandwich. And Katie Grady always had Cheez-Its. And I always wanted Cheez-Its, and Aaron Mumper also always had really good snacks, but I always had whole wheat peanut butter sandwiches and never anything good, except when we went on road trips. When we went on road trips, I got Lunchables and snack pack pudding cups. Those were the best. So, yeah, I hope that answered any of your questions. And if you have any more, hit me up. I'm not going to say my phone number on the air in case there's any creepy people listening that I don't know, but there's probably not. Because the only people who know about this are the people that I advertise to on Instagram, which is all my followers, but I'm sure that none of them actually listen unless they're my close friends. Anyway, next up, we have a few songs. One of them I just found. The other one I found because of an artist that Ileana liked called Royal Jag. And the other one is a song that I've known for a very long time that makes me feel really good, especially when I'm driving, and it reminds me of being in Saratoga last year with Anna Bogues. So yeah, enjoy listening. I'm going to say I love you every time I turn the mic up because I think it's cute. Okay, love you. Bye.
shy to say even when it's wrong. But what's keeping me from holding on? I'll be thinking of you even when you're gone. But what's keeping me from holding on?
It's me again. Surprise. Is anyone surprised? No. So I thought, oh my God, sorry, the headphones are really, they're really big for my head, but I like hearing my own voice. Is that narcissistic? Maybe. Maybe not. But anyway, I'm going to talk about Halloween because I feel like I'm not typically like a very holiday-oriented person. Like, I like holidays and they're fun, but I'm like not that into the whole thing, you know? But anyway, this weekend is Halloween, as many of you know, most likely all of you know, if you're American, or just enjoy Halloween in general. But anyway, off topic, I want to talk about Halloween costumes because I feel like usually I like don't invest that much, and I guess I didn't invest that much in it that this year, but I feel like I wanted to make it more fun for myself, and I really enjoy dressing up and like getting ready for things with my friends, and so I really wanted to do that more this year, I guess, than because like last year I didn't really get a super involved Halloween just because, you know, it was like very much in the middle of COVID. And, like, it still is. Anyway, so this year, my most exciting costume is Harley Quinn. And I know that sounds cheesy, and I know that sounds basic, because I literally got part of the costume at Spooky Halloween. At Spirit Halloween. It's called Spirit Halloween. But I'm excited because I feel like she's just a bad A-word. Not allowed to curse on the air. Bad A-word, you know? And she's pretty cool. So I have, like, kind of the outfit. And then I'm really excited to do my hair. I'm going to put, like, pink and purple stuff in it. And then I'm also being Scooby-Doo. And then Anna's being Shaggy. And then I'm also being Rick from Rick and Morty, which I'm possibly most excited about because I just feel like it's going to be funny. I'm going to wear a lab coat and, like, do my hair in, like, a funny, silly, goofy way. And then another thing I want to talk about was, like, my Halloween costumes in the past, because I feel like as a kid, I did, like, the cliche stuff. I was, like, Cinderella maybe 5 years in a row, but then in my freshman year of high school, my favorite Halloween costume ever, I was a sheep, and the way I did that, me and Lizzie did it, and I got a really like big huge white t-shirt from Walmart or something, and we bought like three extra large bags of cotton balls and glued them like super hot glued them to the shirt, so like the shirt was like covered in puffballs. It took so long. And then I also made a headband where I just glued puffballs to the headband, and then wore the headband, and then we like drew in our noses, and I wore these like earrings and then gloves, I think. And honestly, for a 15-year-old, it was pretty odd. I'll admit it. We like got in the grass and like made a sheep like bod and stuff like that, and took a bunch of pictures. And I just, you know, I feel like it wasn't typical. It was unique. And then I would say my least favorite one that I ever was in 6th grade, maybe. Or 5th grade, maybe it was elementary school. My hair was just long enough to braid it, and I always wanted to be someone who could braid my hair because I just thought it looked really cool. That was trendy. It was like those Converse that had like multiple tongues. Like, it was just cool. And so it was me, Cameron Burns, Lizzie Peppercorn, Karis, and Carrie, all my like childhood friends who lived in my neighborhood growing up, and we wore our hair in braids, although my braid kept falling out because my hair was too short, but notoriously cannot grow my hair out. And we were and we also just wore sweatshirts, and then we were, like, the Brady Bunch, like, braided hair, and honestly, that was pretty much a cop-out, so I'm pretty disappointed in myself for that one. But I feel like as I get older and do more, like, interesting Halloween things, perhaps I'll have better costumes. And, like, actually, no, my freshman year of college, I was Freddie Mercury, and that was a really good costume as well. I had, like, the mustache and the armband. I really enjoyed that. So, yeah, those are some fun Halloween things for you guys. I'm going to keep playing music. I was actually wrong because I queued the wrong song last time. And this round of three songs are the grocery song that I always listen to in Anna, and another song that I really like called Sports by Beach Bunny, and then another song that for this episode I got some new music, and then also went back to my old music that I haven't listened to in a few years and like found songs that I remember really enjoying, or like listened to ones that I don't remember listening to, and I feel like I have a good lineup. So, if you're listening, I hope you're enjoying the music, and yeah, okay, love you, bye.
To write a song about it. How about if you go? sucks, I'm lovesick. Too important to rush this. I'd miss a kiss if it ever left my lips. No one I know, sticky on my mind when I go. Except you, but you're just friends with missing dependent. And this sucks, I'm lovesick. Too important to rush this. I'd miss a kiss if it ever left my lips. No one I know, sticky on my mind when I go. But I spend it cause I'm missing dependent. I just wanna get close to breeze. I pray you wanna get close to me. Oh, give it some, give it some, give it some time. But I think we're supposed to be. And if you wanna get close to breeze, and if you wanna get close to me, just give me some, give me some, give me some sign. I think that we're supposed to be. I just wanna get close to breeze. I pray you wanna get close to me. Oh, give it some, give it some, give it some time.
Hi, it's me again. I got some info that the mic, like, it sounded like I was, like, yelling into it or it sounded bad. So please, everyone, let me know if it sounds better now. And if it doesn't, then I will turn it down even more. I hope you can hear me. Can someone tell me if they can hear me? So, yeah. I'd like to give a shout out to a specific listener. Her name is Julia Elliott. The contact name on my phone is Julia Holland Elliott because it was her Holland number, her Dutch number. If any of you don't know Julia Elliott, I've known Julia Elliott since my freshman year of high school. Well, technically I met her at a track meet in middle school, but my freshman year of high school. And she was asking me for some good Halloween costume ideas, and I've been thinking so hard, trying to come up with them. And my idea for a partner costume, you could be boobs, you know, like where you put like a balloon in your shirt and then like do a piece of fabric over it so it's like half of a bra, because you don't want to just do like an open boob unless you really want to, in which case go ahead. My other idea that I'm about to say right now, you could be a snail. You could, like, put a backpack on and cover it with, like, paper that has, like, a snail shell design on it. You could be a dad, you know? Like, a dad where you wear, like, khaki shorts and like, New Balances and a cap and carry around a golf club, maybe. Like and you only make dad jokes. You could be a frat bro, really get them confused when you go, if you go to a frat party and you're wearing like a Vineyard Vine shirt and a backwards cap and some boat shoes, you know? Also, I have to turn the mic off. Oh, no, I don't. I was going to burp, but I really didn't want to burp in the mic because I feel like that's a little disrespectful, especially because my dad's listening and, you know, he's weird about me burping. So, you know, family values, what can I say? So I have a few more songs and I think I have three more, but I'll probably add more because it's only 1:45. And these three are ones that I like a lot and have known. Like, the first one, it's called Nicotine Dream by Breakup Shoes, and I have been listening to it since my indie little weenie little sit in the corner of the classroom and be sad phase began my junior year of high school. And to this day, it's a very good song. And then the next one is a song by one of my favorite bands called Sports, and it's just like a really good little boppy fun moment. And then the last one is by another band that I really like, that I like to listen to when I'm driving. So if you're driving, that's good. If you're not driving, I recommend driving while listening to this song. Yeah, okay, talk to you later, love you, bye. Thank you.
Since you've been lonely, so what will I do? You are the right one, and I'm just the boy who is looking at you. So what will I do? Avec un grand dansant, à plus fait. Shutters and laying down by my side.
Okay, for everyone wondering what that song was, because I know you all are, that was When Am I Gonna Lose You by Local Natives. So I only have a few more minutes. I don't think I'm gonna play any more music. I think I'm gonna talk about where I really want to travel, because I was just thinking about like studying abroad and stuff like that. Because my region for the IA major is Latin America, I definitely want to travel more in Latin America, but I feel like I don't want to do it in the way I've done it in the past. Like, I feel like I want to do more like a cultural immersion study abroad thing. But then I also really want to go to like East or like Southeast Asia more, because I mean, I went to Thailand and that was really cool, but I feel like I want to go to like the Philippines, or I also really want to go to Japan, just because I feel like it would be really interesting. Honestly, I might leave early because I have a super huge, fun, fresh assignment due at 6 p.m. Oh my God, my nose just touched the mic. It was so soft. Wait, did you guys hear that? Wait, it's like ASMR. I have a really big assignment due at 6 p.m. and then another one due at midnight, and I'm trying to get them done so I can have a fun night. A fun and safe night, Dad. I'm gonna have a fun and very safe, very calm night in probably Bible study, probably reading scripture, talking about how we can be better children for our parents, doing homework on my Friday night. Well, no, not doing homework. I need time so I can do the Bible study. But yeah, I don't know how I feel about my episode this week. I feel like I kind of was a weenie and I gave up and just, I mean, I know I said I found old music because I wanted to, but I also like just was kind of lazy and didn't feel like finding new music, because like doing the radio show, I have to find new music every week, or I feel like I have to. But then I like, once I find it and I put it on like my monthly playlist or I put it on my episode playlist, I don't listen to it that often, because the only times I listen to music, I can't really listen to music when I do work, like when I do schoolwork. So like I listen to music when I'm walking around or like just when I'm trying to like take a break. But I don't listen to the songs that I find, because there's a high volume of them and I have a low amount of time. But I feel like I need to do that because I want to like connect to them more, you know what I mean? Like have more favorite songs or more songs that I can tell people about, instead of just like having a bunch of songs that I don't super duper know because I won't listen to them a few times. But yeah, that's why, maybe that's part of the reason why I did like more nostalgic songs, or like half of them were more nostalgic. But yeah, if you tuned in, thanks for listening. I like it in here. It's very good vibes. And if you want to tune in next week, I'm here every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. And I hope everyone has a really great, fun, and safe weekend, and that you hug somebody you love and have a really good conversation and eat really good food and get a good night's sleep at least one of the nights, or take a nap during the day. Keep taking care of yourself. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. And I'm going to sign off now. Okay, kisses. Love you. Bye.